The Bible reads, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in the night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. Thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you and to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Supporting scripture this morning coming from Ephesians, the first chapter, the seventh verse. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Based on those verses, we like to use the thought of subject this morning. I've been saved by the blood. I've been saved by the blood. The Lord could have let us drown.
Thank you, Lord.
He is such a loving God.
That
we are all able to say this morning that we are still here.
Yes, Lord.
We're not here by any of our own merits, but we are here because of the love and the mercy and grace of a loving God. So we thank God for his power and his strength and for being God all by himself. We thank the Lord for this another Lord's Day in which he's allowed us to come. And we know it's not because we've been so good, because there are days when we don't act like we're that good. But we all stand in need of prayer, asking the Lord to bless us and to help us and keep us even in a time such as this. The Lord is worthy to be praised. And so we're thankful that God has blessed us and allowed us to come into this holy sanctuary one more time. And as we've come and we look around and see that God is blessing our brothers and our sisters. And for that, I tell the Lord, thank you. Because we can't be but in one place at a time, but we serve a God that is everywhere at all times. And so we sing the hymn sometime, "Pass me not, O gentle Savior," because we realize that even though we call in him, even though we want him in the midst of us, somebody else wants the Lord with them as well. And so we thank God that he is a God without respect of persons. And not only is he a God without respect of persons, but he died for each and every one of us. And because of that, we do owe God praises this morning. I found out this morning that it's only by the love and the grace of God that we are here on this first Sunday of the second month of the year, February, which we know and which we celebrate Black History Month. And in Black History Month, we reminisce and refresh ourselves of the many different things, achievements, and accomplishments of our people. We got a lot to be thankful for this morning. And believe you me, we have come a mighty long way. The Lord God has blessed us in such a way to where we all not have a pity party anymore. But we need to encourage our young people that if you don't make it, it's nobody's fault but your own. There's too many things out here, too many programs, there's too much help out here for us not to be able to allow our young folk to know that it's not like it used to be. Even though you may not have the financial resources, there are other things out there to where you can get those things that you need, because you just can't slip through life. You might get through a crack, but you're going to find as soon as you get out, there's somebody watching you. There's somebody that don't want you to succeed, so you got to make up in your own mind that I'm going to be somebody. You can't allow what the enemy has said or what somebody that had a negative spirit in your life that may have told you that you never was going to amount to much or anything. You got to put a deaf ear to that and say, devil, you is a liar. Because I know that I serve a God that is able to pull me up out of this mess that I'm in. Am I talking to anybody in here that ever had a little doubt in your mind, have ever been backed up against the wall and you didn't know exactly what you was going to do, but somewhere down on the inside you started talking to the Lord. And the Lord God heard your humble cry. Anybody glad to know that the God that we serve, he will hear our humble cry? So as we read and hear throughout this month of all the many different things our ancestors have done to pave the way and to lay the foundation so that we would be free to come into this house of praise, so that we would have equality for all mankind. And just the mere fact to know that many have died along the way so that we could sit in here this morning and have our way. So we got a lot to be thankful for this morning. As we sit in this place of worship, free to read and to pray together and to share our beliefs one with another, let us not forget none of those that suffered and bled in our steads. We got to understand that our freedom came at a cost. And we also got to understand that even your salvation, if you say that you're saved this morning, it come at a cost. But I come to let you know you didn't pay for it by paying your tithes and offerings. You didn't pay for it by the ministry that you work on. You didn't pay for it by that person that you gave your last 25 cents. But you paid for it by offering your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And you need to give God your reasonable service. And that means to give God your all in all. It doesn't mean to give him a little warmed over prayer. It doesn't mean that just every now and again when you really stand in need of a blessing, that's when you ask the Lord to come and see about you. Anybody know folk that don't never call God until they get down and out? We don't know where God is until we lay down on a bed of affliction. And then we begin to cry out, oh, Lord, have mercy on me. But is there anybody in here that realize that when I'm up on my feet and everything is going all right, that's a good time to talk to my God? Anybody in here realize that as long as you got the blood running warm in your vein and there's a breath in your body, the Bible declared that a living dog is better than a dead lion? So as long as you're living, there's some hope in you. So don't matter how many doors have been closed in your face, know that there's another door other than that door. So you got to learn how to go from that door to the other door and go with the conviction that I'm going to make it this time. You can't allow the enemy to push you down to the place where you feel like you're not going to make it. We must understand that we too have an obligation to pass along the morals and principles of working hard and being God-fearing people that walk by faith and not by sight. People that are willing to stand and declare that Jesus is Lord of Lords, King of Kings. God is looking for people that don't mind sharing and spreading the good news, telling somebody about his goodness and his mercy. Have you ever wondered how bad news travels real fast? But we have a problem with talking about good news. If anybody does anything that we feel like that is going to make them look bad, we don't mind telling somebody about it. But when somebody does something a little bit out of the way to make things better for somebody, do you take the time out to echo that? We always got a lot to say about everything that somebody else is doing, but what about you? Are you where you need to be in God? Are you doing the thing that you need to do for your brothers and sisters? Because the Bible declared that the least you done unto your brother or sister, you did that unto me. So in this month, as we celebrate Black history, let us celebrate the fact that God has brought us such a mighty long way. This is a month, also a month of love, a time of giving and sharing, and most of all, a month of caring one for another. We thank God for the love of Jesus, but we got to understand that Jesus said if we are going to be Christians, we got to uphold and honor his command. And his last command said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Isn't it good to know that you're loved? Anybody in here know that you're loved beyond a shadow of a doubt? Mm. I'm going to ask that question again because I'm not talking about being in love with somebody. But is there anybody in here that know that you are loved? Now that sounds a little bit better because I don't know about you, but ever since I was a child, I found out that if don't nobody else love me, Jesus loves me. And if you got a mama or daddy running around here anywhere, you would always say, if don't nobody else love me, my mama loves me, my daddy loves me. Love is very important. I thank God for a little angel this morning that came and brought me some treats and told me that I love you. And even though, you know, sometimes we don't understand our children and just the love that they have down on the inside, and we got to learn how to let them express that love. Because it's all right to tell somebody that you love them. Stop holding it to yourself, because when you share that love, then love is what love does. I heard somebody say, love is not love until you give it away. Yeah. So if you love me, you ought to act like you love me. If you love your neighbor, you ought to act like you love your neighbor. Anybody in here got the love of Jesus? Yeah. Somebody said, I got the love of Jesus deep down in my heart. But if it's deep down in your heart, every now and again, you ought to let a little bit of it out. Yeah. Anybody got any love to spare? Yeah. I know you may not have any extra money, but you ought to have some extra love. We got to learn to put away our petty indifferences and walk in peace and harmony one with another. We consider all the trouble and the sickness that is going on in the land and how we see that the Bible is fulfilling itself day by day. We began to think about living in the last days. Look at what's going on right now. Our love for one another has grown cold. And it's sad that we don't even want to open up our mouths to say that we love one another. We like to hide behind the fact that you know I love you. And I know you love me, but it's still good to hear it every now and again. Because every now and again, you got to be reminded that you are a child of the mighty King. Every now and again, you got to remind one another that I love you because who you are. I may not like all the things that you do. I don't like all the attitude that you got. But I love the man, the woman that you are. I love the fact that you were made from the same dust of the ground that I was made from. And I love the fact that when I'm all by myself, that I can get a call from you and let me know that everything is going to be all right. I love the fact that I got somebody that I can call my friend. Anybody to know to him that they said, what a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and our griefs to bear, what a privilege it is. See, I can take some things to God that I can't care to my brother. We serve a good God this morning. Because of God being so good, we got to understand that his word is true. Look at, we are living in the last days. The weather is unpredictable. False prophets are all around the land. The Bible declares we are wiser, but yet we are much weaker. Most of us would rather see people suffering and down and out opposed to them being happy and having plenty. The enemy is on the rampage seeking destruction everywhere that he goes. But I come to remind you and encourage you to hold on and to hold out. Because I serve a God, we serve a God that we belong to. And we belong to him and we give him pleasure. Every time a smile is on our face, it makes our Savior smile just the more. Every time we tell the enemy, get thee behind me, Satan, we make our Savior smile even the more. Anybody in here know that there's something about the love of Jesus? Our Father's love is so deep and so strong that the Bible declared in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Is there any believers in the house? Is there anybody that understands that God shed his blood for you? Is there anybody know that the Bible declared through the words of Paul that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God? Is there any sinners in the house this morning? Are we all so saved and sanctified?
so full of God's Holy Ghost that we forgot where we come from. But I want to tell you by the ways of David. David said, have mercy on me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. I want you to blot out my transgressions. Every now and again, don't worry about Sister Gloria. Don't worry about Sister Trina. But you worry about Sister or Brother you. You got to ask the Lord to come into your life. You got to ask the Lord to wash you thoroughly, blot out your transgression, cleanse you from your sin. If there anybody that transgressed against God, for the Bible declared that David said, against thee, thee only have I sinned. I've done this evil in thy sight. I'm all messed up and my body is all dirty. But, oh, Lord, I want you to come on in my life. I want you to come into the inward parts of my life. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Is there anybody in here dirty? Anybody need a Holy Ghost cleansing? I just want to let you know that God got some hyssop and he'll wash you whiter than snow. There's something about the blood of Jesus that every now and again when I think about how good God has been, I know that I didn't get salvation all by myself. But I open up this old mouth of mine and I ask the Lord to forgive me all of my sin. Do I have a witness in the house this morning? Is there anybody in the house that realized that you weren't all that you're supposed to be? So you cried out in the name of the Lord that, oh, Lord, I want you to come and see about me. Lord, I want you to forgive me for all of my shortcomings. Lord, I want you to look beyond my fault. Lord, I want to hear you say, well done. But I got to get down and do something while I'm on this side. I heard in your word that you said you better work while it's day, for night coming when no man can work. I found out that I got saved by opening up my mouth in belief. But I found out salvation could not come unless there was some bloodshed. Somebody got to die in order for somebody else to live. So I thank God for Jesus. For if Jesus had not died on Calvary, all of us would be most miserable this morning. But I found out that it's in him that we have redemption. It's through the blood that we have forgiveness of sin. And it's according to the riches of his grace. The Lord God didn't have to forgive us. The Lord God didn't have to look beyond our fault. But I serve a God this morning that is a mighty good God. I serve a God this morning that woke me up early this morning, clothed me in my right mind. Is there anybody in the house that realized that if you got salvation, you're only saved by the grace of a loving God? I want to hear what said the Lord our God. When we look at our text this morning, I found out how important the blood is. You know, there's something about the blood. The blood makes a difference in your life. When we began to think about the blood, we got to realize that blood, the blood that we have right now, that blood is not going to be here always. But every now and again, when I trust the power of a loving God, I found out through the word of God that God is a mighty good God, and his blood will wash us whiter than snow. Now I know when we began to think about blood, you think about that red fluid that's circulating inside our bodies, carrying the nourishment to the body and carrying away all of the waste. Anybody ever been afraid to see your blood? That somebody don't like the sight of blood. Somebody get weak at the sight of blood. But I stop by to tell somebody that the blood of the Lamb, nothing can wash away my sin but the blood of Jesus. And when I think about the blood of the Lamb, I realize that the Bible declares that in order for us to be atoned for our sins, there have to be some bloodshed. So let us go back into the pages of time of history. I hear where Brother Moses and Brother Aaron stood up, and they stood there in the land of Egypt, and they began to let the children of Israel know. He said, speak unto the congregation of Israel. Let them know that on the 10th day of the month, that they should take every man a lamb, a according to the house of their father, a lamb for a house. You got to understand that in the days of old, if you were a man, the head of the house, you had a whole lot of responsibility. For in the time of the Passover, you had to go and get the lamb. But in this Passover time, you got to understand that everybody in the family line got to come on out of the house. We got some folk that like to sit around and let everybody else do the work. But I just stopped by to tell somebody that that man of the house, after he go out and get that lamb, whether it was a sheep or a goat, we found out that the lamb had to be just like the Lord God said, without a spot or a blemish. For on the 10th day, Moses began to let them know that we are getting ready to start a new year. And right here in March and April, this was the time that they were talking about, that this is when your year is going to begin. And when you're ready to start your new year, I don't want you to forget where you come from. I want you to remember when you was in bondage. I want you to remember when you didn't have anything. I want you to get your house in order, because the Lord our God, he's getting ready to make a move. Is there anybody ready for the Lord God to make his move? Well, when the Lord God get ready to make his move, he told them to get a lamb for one house. But if there wasn't at least 10 people in the house, go to your neighbor's house, because this Passover lamb, this meat was used for one purpose and for one purpose only. It wasn't to save your leftovers so you have something for tomorrow, but you got to do it just like the Lord said do it. The Lord God said that I want you to come on and I want you to kill your lamb. And as you kill your lamb, I want you to take the blood and smear it over the doorpost, because I got to let Pharaoh know that I'm going to allow the Lord my God. I'm going to kill every firstborn, whether it be man or whether it be beast. And I want to let my children know that everything is going to be all right. Is there anybody here that thank God for the blood? I thank God for the blood of the Lamb. Now I want to let you know that on this night of Passover, they told the man of God, say, I want you to get your family together, and when they get over in the evening, let everybody get together and let's go kill the lamb. After you kill the lamb, put the blood on the doorpost. After you get the blood on the doorpost, you cannot break the lamb up, but I want you to split him down the middle. I want you to put the whole body on the fire. I don't want you to boil that meat. I don't want you to do anything else, but I need you to roast that meat. And don't you know, every now and again, when we get ready to eat a good meal, I like to go home, pull my clothes off, get all comfortable and get ready to eat. But the Lord said on the Passover night, when you get ready to eat, have your loins girded, have your clothes on, have them get ready, because I don't know what time the Lord is going to come. I want to let you know that I want you to have your shoes on, because you may have to run after a while. Is there anybody in here that is ready for the Passover? When you get your shoes on, have your staff in your hand, because you're going to have to climb some mountains. You're going to have to go up some highways and some byways. You're going to have some rough days and some trying times. But hold on to your staff, and I want to let you know, you're not going to have yeast rolls. You're not going to have no good bread. We don't have time for that bread to rise. That's where the unleavened bread came. Because you got to be ready to move in a haste. When the Lord get ready, is there anybody in the house? Is there anybody ready to go? Are you going to eat of the lamb? Eat everything you can eat that night. Because when the morning comes, the Lord God is going to blow and going to say, come on, my children, it's time to get out of Dodge. You don't have time to say, let me run back and get my phone. Let me run back and get my coat. Let me run back and put my shoes on. You better already have your shoes on. Better already have your clothes on. Have your staff in your hand. You better eat as fast as you can. If there's anybody in here that knows some folk that eat too slow, I want to let you know that every now and again, you better speed up. Somebody might take your place, but I'm glad I've been saved by the blood. I thank God that in the middle of the night, when the Lord God started moving and coming down through the land, and he looked at your house, did he see any blood on the house? Has anybody got any blood to spare over their doorpost? I'm so glad that I got the blood of Jesus, but I don't have to worry about going out and get a lamb. I don't have to worry about going out and get a goat. Because I heard that Jesus the Christ, the precious lamb, the Lamb of God, he went to Calvary. He died in my stead. He shed his blood. And because of his blood, I've been saved. Oh, hallelujah. I've been saved by the blood. That blood that washed me. That blood that keeps me. That blood that makes a way out of no way. That blood, they strung him high. They stretched him wide. They pierced him in the side. Blood and water streamed down. But I thank my God, if God hadn't shed the blood, I'd be lost this morning. Be anybody glad? Anybody in here saved? Is anybody saved? Are you glad that you're saved? I want you to know that the only reason you're saved, not because of your good works, not because of the money you pay, not because of the favor you do, but it's by the grace of God, it's by believing in the power of God. I've been saved by the blood of Jesus.